acknowledge the great cosmic presence known to us as the great Elohim Cassiopeia, speaks his heart to us. We ask our beloved I Am presence to pour forth such love, gratitude, and blessing as to enable us to receive the mightiest power possible at this time to do that which brings the victory to our nation and protection to all that is constructed. Beloved, my heart, I trust I may bring to you one of the master powers of life. This hour will help to make your pathway easier, make you begin to feel more of the mastery that we want you to have. In the use of the great wisdom and the intelligence of the beloved I Am presence and all the seven mighty Elohim of creation and all the ascended masters and cosmic beings, the outer intellectual consciousness of the unascended mankind must receive from time to time the greater illumination of the consciousness of the ascended host, because in our consciousness is the experience of having passed through the human activities of this world, the physical activities, and in our use of the master powers of the sacred fire, we have been able to control manifestation, produce perfection, sustain and expand it, and therefore make it victorious wherever we abide. The illumination to the mind that all of you need at this time in the midst of these outer world conditions of chaos is to call forth to your beloved I Am presence for the ascended master's control of your time. As you call forth the ascended master's control of your attention, so you keep it on that which needs to be done from time to time, that is one of the master powers of your own consciousness, your higher mental body. But in the incessant demand of the outer world's confusion, the terrific selfishness that is whirling everywhere in the outer world, the human desire will draw upon individuals continuously to use up the energy and the time of the individual on human conditions instead of letting the higher mental body have possession and control and produce perfection out here. Now, wisdom is the use, the right use of the right ideas at the right time and in the right place. Because you might know the right thing to do. You might know the right thing to do in many, many conditions. And you might know it ahead of time. But if you don't do it at the right time in relationship to the other activities that are necessary to help produce perfection, and then you still would not have perfection, because there is an appointed time, a moment which you can neither hurry nor delay, at which the higher mental body or the assisting ascended masters pour forth the cosmic light rays or the sacred fire or a wave of feeling of the love from the ascended master's octave in order to hold substance, energy, and consciousness together in concerted action to act at one moment in perfect cooperation with each other. This is very vitally necessary. And in your use of the discriminating power of your mind, the intellect can be illumined and you can be made to feel and to see the right thing to do at the right moment. To do it. And if I were you, I would certainly charge the outer intellectual consciousness of yourself and others with whom you are either associated or with whom you have to come in contact in the work of the outer world, and ask that the ascended master's control of your time and your attention be always flooded with the ascended master's wisdom and control that does the perfect thing at the perfect moment. Now, if you have in the physical world an orchestra and your instruments each has a particular service to render, if you do not have perfect cooperation at the perfect time, you certainly do not have a perfect performance of the music you require. And this is no different. Try to remember that in the use of wisdom or discrimination or the intelligence of the higher mental body, in the use of your own feeling, there is always the higher mental body's control and illumination that will let the outer intellectual consciousness know the right thing and will give the impulse to the feeling to cooperate with it so that you act at the right moment, because sometimes an instant would be too late and sometimes an instant too soon would be disaster. There is the appointed moment wherein perfect cooperation is necessary to produce perfection. It's necessary to fulfill the divine plan. It's necessary to produce perfection, to sustain it, and to expand it so it fulfills the divine plan. And in the outer world conditions of today that are so chaotic, you need this steadying power to be called forth in and around your own consciousness, especially the activities of the mind, the intellect, and your feeling. And then you will find, if you will do this, it will control your actions. So you act at the right time to protect yourself many, many times in outer world conditions. This will be a very great safeguard to you. And now the interaction of this, which I wish to bring to your attention, is that when certain cosmic powers are passing through the atmosphere of Earth, either certain cosmic beings or certain activities of the light rays or the sacred fire, they pass a certain place at a certain moment. If certain conditions are harmonious and are open to receive the blessings that are being poured forth, then the outer and these great cosmic blessings cooperate and you receive sometimes in an instant or a few moments what you might have struggled centuries or desired to attain for centuries. And this is how we can give you the miracles from the ascended master's octave at this particular time, because these activities that are passing through the atmosphere of the world and that are coming into this world to render certain service and to change certain conditions can give you their blessing as they pass by, if you hold yourselves harmonized and in balanced control of your outer feeling and your intellectual consciousness by the control of your attention, because the attention pulls the mind and the attention pulls on the feeling. And it is your attention that makes you act in certain conditions in the physical world. So in that which we wish to give as the powers of life, which we offer to mankind, there must come into the outer self the established habit of calling to your beloved I Am presence first, and then to us, for the sacred fire's illumination and control that lets wisdom have freedom through the outer self, so you don't make mistakes, you don't miss the blessing or the release of the power you can have and we are offering, or that you don't do something that would produce disaster if you don't act at an appointed time. So if you ask your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to control your time absolutely with ascended master control, control your attention by ascended master control, control your feeling by ascended master control, then you will find many times when you have struggled so hard to accomplish something and delay and obstruction have seemed to prevent it, you will find that is pushed aside and you will be able to do what you need to do in order to accomplish the divine plan's fulfillment. More than that, that which you need to do, you will find in many cases you will do part of it and something almost like a miracle hand will handle the rest of the situation and do for you what you can't do for yourself at this particular time. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I have another point that I wish to help you with, and it is this. Many times, people who have very great courage and are many times quite fearless dash into conditions that we watch for some time before we handle them. Wisdom is the better part of valor. So govern every impulse of sudden feeling and sudden uncontrolled action. Don't let the pressure of human activities or suggestions make you do something you don't want to do when you are off guard. This is the way the sensitive force makes people off guard, to suddenly dash in and bring it pressure upon the emotional body that makes the individual do something under that pressure that otherwise the individual would not do. And that's why mistakes occur. Calm, poised control of your feeling is the most wonderful scepter of power. You must be ready to act on an instant when instantaneous action is required. And then you must be master of the energy in your feeling when the pressure of human discord would like to make you off guard. And you will find many times when you don't want to, you begin to talk. And afterwards, you just give almost anything if you hadn't. That is a trap of a sinister force. And it is a thing that has been imposed upon the young people of this land through educational and entertainment channels that are not only silly nonsense, but they are tragic in their effect upon the individual's life stream. Whatever occurs, hold on to your self-control. If the other people become uncontrolled, that's their party, as beloved Godfrey always has said. But don't let sudden pressure of energy make you do something impulsively. Balance control of all the energy within yourself will enable you to hold balanced control of the energy around you. But if the energy is not controlled within, then you cannot control a greater pressure of energy in the atmosphere about you. So for your own protection, hold a calm, poised control of the energy in your life stream, inside of you. You are here to learn the mastery of energy. And don't be tempted under any circumstance to brag about anything. There is no easier way for the sinister force to trap people than after a victory has been attained, if the individual exploits the outer self and likes the egotism to be satisfied. There is no quicker way the sinister force can take your victory away from you. Now, this is the wisdom which you need to acquire in the outer intellectual consciousness, and it all begins with the control of the feeling, the energy, and the emotional body. So, blessed ones, there are so many things we could tell you. There's so many things we can give you. There's so much we want you to have of our perfection. If it were safe for us to enfold you in greater energy than you ordinarily use. But if you do not master the energy within, then you could not master more energy by which you're surrounded. So the great wisdom of life provides a balance from the inner and the outer. The higher mental body is the balancing control of the energy within. And the higher mental body is also the control of the energy in the world around you. And so is the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. In your forehead, it is the balanced control of the faculties of your mind, the powers of your life, and it's also the balanced control of conditions around you, because we can drop suddenly a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim around you when we see danger approaching. We can expand this sevenfold flame just like that, drop around you an action of the sacred fire that could either make you invisible or would keep destructive forces from connecting with you. So it has a powerful protecting application. It's very, very vital. When you call for the seven mighty elements, sacred fire control of all the energy within you and all the energy around you to hold immortal protection in everything you do, from the smallest to the greatest. And it will always enable us to extend the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim around you, and you will move where you go, clothed in the sacred fire of our life, which is master over any energy in this world. So this is what I want you to have, to increase your protection and to keep you from being off guard. It is very powerful in its protecting presence. It is very necessary to every individual until the ascension is attained. And the control of the attention is the thing that directs the energy one way or the other. So if you want to hold control of the energy of your feeling, your attention must go back to the heart flame of your presence. And there you say, I am your master control of my life. This which is of discord cannot connect with you, nor your flame in me. This is a very, very wonderful way to feel a strength come into yourselves in the outer and just give you a great calm, poised power to accomplish many things in the physical world that need accomplishing, but which can be done harmoniously instead of wearing you out by disturbing your feeling. The human desire to do a thing is what refuses to go to the presence first. It's the human feeling that does not even consider for the moment that the presence exists. This human feeling that wants to go right out here and do things, it thinks it's the doer, and it's not. The doer is the higher mental body's heart flame in the heart, and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the forehead. It's the sacred fire presence that is the doer, not the habit of the desire world in the emotional body. Now you might wonder where that desire comes from. Do you know what it is? It's a whirl of energy in your emotional bodies, inside and in the atmosphere above you. And that is the pull that draws you into certain conditions, and that very often is what draws similar qualities from the atmosphere about you until they reach the point of saturation, and then disaster happens. It is to hold control of the energy in your emotional body that you must keep aware of by your call to the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence and to the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to come in and hold control of the energy that is radiating from the permanent atom in the heart. This radiation of energy must be controlled and not allowed to be given to the outer world's discordant conditions. Wisdom is a very wonderful thing, beloved ones. Without it, where would you be? Without your sense of reason, without discrimination, without a memory, without the activity of your consciousness in its awareness of your presence and the ascended host, and the use of that sacred fire of light in the outer self If it were not for that, you would not exist. Therefore, train this outer self to be an obedient servant, but never the master. Whenever you want to be master of circumstance, master of conditions, you must go back to your presence and acknowledge that the sacred fire of life is the master, not the human desires of the feeding mark. This is your protection. This is the power that gives you mastery over physical conditions. It is the power of creation, but it's also the power of eternal protection. If you're going to have protection, after you've given your decrees for the sacred fire's protection to blaze in and around you, if that protection is going to act, then it's got to be the sacred fire from the higher mental body and from the seven mighty Elohim that blazes in and around you and controls the atmosphere about you so destructive forces cannot break through and touch the body or your consciousness. This is a very important thing. And now, let us come to the control of the mind. If you don't want human ideas to be imposed upon you, if you don't want to accept the discordant consciousness of mankind's outer world conditions, then if I were you, I would be aware of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim on your forehead. If you are aware of that, and you hold within that the luminous presence of any one particular one of the seven mighty Elohim, or your beloved Master Jesus, or beloved Saint Germain, any ascended master, if you hold here the awareness of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, then whatever consciousness goes forth from you cannot carry any discord to anyone else. And any consciousness coming into you must pass through our sacred fire. And in that way, human concepts can be consumed so they never are anchored within your consciousness. It's a protection of your mind against the constant suggestions of the outer world that are wholly destructive and very dominating. There's no excuse for anybody dominating anyone else. And the human couldn't dominate anyone. If the people understood the use of the sevenfold flame in the forehead, which is the life controlled by the seven mighty Elohim of the individual's life stream, and its protecting sacred fire presence enfolds the unfed flame in the heart and holds control. So you are not at the mercy of the criminal, insane hypnotism of the human creation of individuals in this world. Don't let anyone under this radiation ever feel that anybody in the outer worlds, theories or anything else, can dominate you. It's impossible. Once you are aware of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the forehead, in the brain structure of your own physical body, you can always have the protection of your mind by your call to us to hold invincible protection, and that forever prevents all wrong by the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim. You can do the same thing over the solar plexus. No one can dominate your feeling. If you feel here the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim project down the cross of blue flame and forbid your feeding world to accept discordant feeding from the world around you. There are limitless means of protecting individuals. Life is infinite in its power and its almighty control of manifestation. Life is infinite in its glorifying perfection. And therefore, you are not at the mercy of the criminal, insane hypnotism of communism and the other destructive activities of violence and that which the sinister force has imposed upon the nation. So don't accept anything that is unbalanced or discordant or that is not the immortal purity of the ascended host. These things cannot get into your world unless you open the door of your own volition and either let them in or you yourself create them. You're not at the mercy of destructive forces. Once you know where your beloved I Am presence is, once you know there are ascended beings to whom you can call, and once you become aware of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in your own life stream, you're not at the mercy of the destructive forces of the outer world. Thank you so much. So now when your decrees go forth, try to feel. When you're calling forth the sacred love of the sacred fire's immortal purity, that's a flame which we direct. And when we send forth that flame, it consumes everything that is not the perfection of our life. And so this mass hysteria of silly nonsense, of uncontrolled emotions, is nothing on earth but the chaos of the devilish destruction of a sinister force, by the sinister force, of anybody in the physical world. It is like a tornado, and it is but a whirling stream of destructively qualified energy, and it'll destroy anything in its pathway. Would you tell me what the communistic forces of the world have improved since they think they have taken over certain nations? What have they improved? Why let them have any further control? When communism starts, it's criminal, insane destruction. It is not of God. And therefore, those of you who know this law should be alive and alert and awake to the use of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to prevent whatever is of human consciousness touching your life stream, and to forever prevent any human feeling touching your life stream. And therefore, your consciousness cannot come under the influence or the control of anything that is destructive. We are here to prevent that. We've given and given and given. I will continue to give because we are here for mastery. Thank you so much, and you will find the destructive activities that have been imposed upon the powers of nature and forces of the elements by the communistic activities and destructive forces of the world. Those destructive forces will be compelled back upon everything that is not the purity, the balance, the peace, and the perfection of the great sacred fire divine way of life. And these chaotic conditions will consume themselves as we return their own evil back into them. Thank you so much. So I wish you would think of the seven mighty Elohim as the balancing activities of the sacred fire within your brain structure. And we are the balancing beings, authority and power of the control of the all life in this physical world. So you may have our sacred fire control within yourselves, our sacred fire control conditions around you, and the sacred fire is master wherever you abide. So when you care to use the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, either one or all of us, call it into physical conditions, it will flow there just as certainly as you make the call. You have been offered the use of our life, which manifests perfection and controls all energy. And therefore, if you want to control the energy in the physical world, it would be the part of wisdom to use the seven mighty Elohim sacred fire control of manifestation. And the seven mighty Kumaras from Venus render a similar service. So do the great archangels. So do the great Chohans of the rays. They are all masters of manifestation by the sacred fire's immortal purifying love. And so must it be with you. So as you enter into conditions of the outer world, armor yourselves first with whatever ascended master, sacred fire, purifying love and power and protection is necessary to hold victory for you within yourselves first. Feel the mastery of the sacred fire's control of all within and then pour it into the world about you, and you will find discord unable to interfere with you any longer. So I commend you to the armor of our freedom, the miracle mantle of our love, and the victory of the sacred fire is just as free as the air you breathe for you to call in and around yourselves to hold control of conditions in the outer world that otherwise you cannot hold control. Let us go forward then and use these master powers of life which we offer. And it's a part of wisdom to understand what the sacred fire is, what it can do, what it has done, and how it is the master presence that all may use with never a discordant reaction. So the master presence of the universe, the master control of manifestation, the master power of eternal happiness, the master power of eternal freedom, is the sacred fire control by the higher metal body, the unfed flame, the heart, and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And if you care to use the powers we offer, the wisdom of the sacred fire becomes for you the guarding presence of everything in your beings and worlds. And wherever you abide, you will not be at the mercy of the conditions that mankind has generated and in which individuals have become enslaved through the centuries and which are now trying to destroy everything that is the perfection from the ascendant master's octave above. So go forward and feel the master presence of the sevenfold flame of immortal wisdom from the seven mighty helm of creation. You were told long ago, love, wisdom, and power are the perfect balance of the sacred fire that's absolutely demanded by the cosmic law in order to produce manifestations in the physical world that are constructive, sustained, and invincible, eternally protected. Then call forth the wisdom of the seven mighty helm of creation, the sacred fire wisdom, and you'll find we will teach you what will make you master over conditions in this world, and it's as easy as breathing. The sacred fire wisdom, the sacred fire love, the sacred fire power are the balancing activities of life. They are the activity of the unfed flame in your heart. They are everywhere in manifestation. And to consciously control them and direct them and use the powers of the sacred fire placed within you by the seven mighty helm of creation enables you to hold the master control within and the master control without, and the master control from above allows the sacred fire to come into this world, create perfection, expand it, protect it, sustain it, until it blesses you and all that you contact. And you will not be occupied by creating something that has to be consumed because it but tortures life. This is the only eternal peace there is. And the peace of eternity is the sacred fire's almighty balanced control of all things. The sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim is the action of a cosmic law to maintain order and constructive activities in manifestation in this world or wherever we project that sacred fire. So you can go forward clothed in the power of the seven mighty Elohim to master conditions and to forbid human creation existence wherever you abide. So our love, our wisdom, our power, our intelligence, and our mighty faculties of the mastery of perfection, the mastery of the sacred fire that produces perfection everywhere in creation, clear to the great central sun, is yours to use. And if you will use it, we can come closer to you. And every time you use it, it will expand in and around you until that hour when there are no more veils between and you see us face to face. Were we to appear now to individuals, most people would be afraid because of the magnitude of our power, the magnitude of the sacred fire, the magnitude of our presence. But you shall not be afraid as we come closer to you and enfold you in more of the powers of the sacred fire that reveal to you your mastery over physical conditions. Will you find the veils between are being consumed, and you will begin to live in our world of the sacred fire love of our hearts. And in that, there never can be limitation of any kind. So we clothe you in its blazing presence as you remember it and use it and feel it around you. Call forth for its expansion, and you shall have the victory which it is over all of this world for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. beloved mighty Cassiopeia, and all the rest of the seven mighty Elohim accept our love, gratitude, and eternal devotion and unconditional obedience. Clothe us in what you know we need the most now, and hold command and do through us that which needs to be done to blaze your sacred fire of victory here for eternity. And we thank you. Beloved brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, sacred fire victory of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, that wherever we abide, that sacred fire takes its dominion and rules everything with full power for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with what you know we're going to require to make us the victory for which we call, the victory that our nation needs, and see that everyone renders every service possible until our nation is purified and free forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved, mighty, precious Daddy, and all the great ones who have poured their love and their wisdom and their power to us throughout the ages. Now to the beloved seven mighty Elohim of creation, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim from the heart of creation, issue the great command for human creation to be compelled into annihilation forever. And to all great beings and powers who have offered us the use of your sacred fire love, we ask your miracle mantle of love's mastery to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation and keep us disconnected from human creation forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you.
We thank you, we thank you.
Our beloved, mighty, honoring, and sanctimonious Jesus, Daddy, now and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved John, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved, invincible, God victorious attorneys and accountants. All of the group leaders, and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have in race at all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence, all the ascended hosts, especially beloved, mighty Cassiopeia, and all the seven mighty Elohim, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with what they know we need the most to make us the victory over all in this world that renders the greatest service to our nation. Charge us with whatever is necessary now to hold protection for all under this radiation. Blaze through us the ascended master's sacred fire of victory and purify the nation until no part of our nation is allowed to be desecrated by the sinister force for any reason whatsoever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illuminated, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the manifestation is complete in this world for eternity. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the power, the love, wisdom, and power, and the mighty victory of the seven mighty in creation to blaze their sacred fire presence around us, blaze it through us, fill our nation with it, and hold command for eternity. And we thank